Strategic profit model. The strategic profit model is also called the return on assets breakdown because it deconstructs what makes up return on assets, ROA. ROA is a ratio that shows how much in profits an organization's assets generate, and it is calculated as. The strategic profit model makes the ROA formula a little more complex, or it can be broken down into how various business functions contribute to the result. In the strategic profit model, ROA equals net profit margin times asset turnover. The breakdown of ROA into these components is often called a DuPont analysis. However, the strategic profit model goes further, building up to these metrics by considering how these ratios are calculated. The model also shows what inputs are used to determine net profit, net sales, used in both equations, and total assets. Exhibit 9-20 shows this buildup that ends with ROA. Exhibit 9-20, Strategic Profit Model with Sample Data. Note how the net profit over total assets version of ROA and the net profit margin times asset turnover version produce the same result using the sample data. The spreadsheets shown in this and the next exhibit are available in the additional resources. This version of ROA is a good measure of profitability for logistics professionals because they are responsible for managing a number of the assets that are counted in this metric, as well as the expenses that make up the cost of goods sold. Moving from right to left, gross profit is calculated as net sales less the cost of goods sold. Total expenses are calculated by summing variable and fixed expenses, and current assets are calculated by summing inventory, accounts receivable, and other current assets. Given these amounts, the net profit is calculated as gross profit minus total expenses, and total assets are calculated as current assets plus fixed assets. From there, one now has the net profit, which is divided by net sales to find the net profit margin. Similarly, the net sales are divided by the total assets to find the asset turnover. The net profit margin and the asset turnover are then multiplied to find the ROA 0.143 or 14.3% in the example. One can also look at the model in the opposite direction, left to right, to see what might be changed to influence these ratios. When the model is put into a spreadsheet, as in Exhibit 9-20, the additions, subtractions, and divisions can be automated so that various scenarios can be explored. This might include reducing inventory, increasing sales, or reducing the cost of goods sold. However, these values usually affect one another. For example, reducing inventory would also reduce the inventory carrying costs, so this would reduce variable expenses by a certain amount. It could also reduce net sales. These complexities could also be included in the model or calculated in a different way. Using the sample data from the prior exhibit, Exhibit 9-21 assumes that inventory is reduced by $40, and that since there is an inventory carrying cost of 25%, there is also a reduction in variable costs of $10. 0.25 times $40 equals $10. However, there is a reduction of sales of 1% or $10. Exhibit 9-21, Strategic Profit Model with a reduction in inventory carrying cost and net sales. In this scenario, the ROA increases from 14.3 to 15.8% even with the reduction in net sales. However, without that reduction in net sales, the ROA would have jumped to 18.4%. Conversely, a reduction in sales of about 1.59% or more, given these data, would result in a net reduction in ROA. In such a case, the inventory reduction would have destroyed more value than it created. Analyses such as these can be used not only with hypothetical scenarios, but also to study the impact of actual decisions after the results have come in. Looking at ROA in this way shows that there are multiple ways to increase it. Logistics professionals can see the areas where they can have influence. They can reduce inventory, but will also see how ROA could drop if lack of inventory starts to hurt net sales. They might also reduce the cost of goods sold, but again, only to the point where net sales don't cause ROA to fall, for example, due to quality issues. If the organization owns a fleet or owns warehouses, they could determine the improvement to ROA if they were to no longer own these fixed assets. Note that getting assets off of the balance sheet is a common financial goal in part because of the negative impact to ratios such as ROA. This can be done by outsourcing the service to another organization or by using a form of leasing that qualifies as renting rather than owning under accounting rules. Logistics professionals can also use this model to work with managers in other areas. For example, logistics could use it to show sales managers that maximizing ROA is better for the organization than just increasing sales volumes.